Oasis Audio presents The Jefferson Lies by David Barton, read for you by Bill DeWeese. Introduction. Rediscovering Thomas Jefferson. When I speak at universities and law schools across the nation, schools full of America's best and brightest students, I like to display a slide of the famous painting of the signers of the Declaration of Independence that hangs inside the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. While displaying that slide, I often comment that it is unfortunate that the Founding Fathers were a collective group of racists, bigots, and slaveholders. Almost always, I receive nods of sad affirmation from the students. I then ask them to identify which signers in the painting owned slaves. Everyone immediately points to Thomas Jefferson, but to date, no one has ever pointed out a second example. They have been taught that the Founding Fathers were racists. They know that Jefferson owned slaves. Apparently, that is all that is necessary to prove that the rest of the 56 also owned slaves. Yet a large majority of the Declaration signers were anti-slavery, introduced or passed anti-slavery legislation, or founded or led anti-slavery societies, including Jefferson, something students are never told. Because of the many modern disparagements, these students have no idea that very few individuals in history have received as many titles of honor as Thomas Jefferson, including Apostle of Liberty, Man of the People, Pen of the Revolution, Father of the Declaration of Independence, the Defender of the Rights of Man and the Rights of Conscience, the Sage of Monticello, and the Apostle of Democracy. Jefferson was truly a visionary and an innovator, a Renaissance man in the classical sense of the term. He was masterful and skilled in diverse areas, and his multi